This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. When we hear about infrastructure, most of us probably think of roads and bridges. But there is plenty of underground infrastructure you can't see unless you get a behind-the-scenes tour, which a small group did at Edgewater Beach in Cleveland.
I wouldn't suggest touching everything all of the time and rolling around in there.
The Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District led a tour of the 9-foot-tall combined sewer overflow outfall as part of National Infrastructure Week. About 20 people, including Michael Goldberg from Cleveland Heights, braved a peek inside Cleveland's century-old sewer system.
I mean, these heavy rains and basement backups, and it's interesting to hear about what they're trying to do to help prevent that.
When heavy rain floods the system, the pipe sends overflow into Lake Erie. But the sewer district's Jennifer Elting says that's not happening much anymore.
Back in the 70s, 80s, this outfall would discharge a mixture of stormwater and sanitary sewage into the environment 40, 50 times a year. Today it happens maybe once every couple of years.
Elting says it's progress the sewer district continues to make as part of its 25-year, $3 billion infrastructure improvement plan. I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.